In today's podcast, we take a look at what is really hurting and corrupting us. Is it what we touch with our hands or what enters our hearts? Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exist to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus by equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage in the day's reading in the McShane Bible reading plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So, grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today we read Judges 8, Acts 12, Jeremiah 21, and Mark 7. Now, in 2021, I have been diving more focusedly into a better eating mindset and have lost 30 pounds and kept at least 25 of them off. Now, one of the greatest enemies to my weight loss is donuts. I mean, we have a bad habit of taking my son for donuts after we take him to the park, and that often becomes a donut for me as well. My absolute favorite donut is the straight up classic jelly-filled donut. Now, while I won't reject it, I'm far less a fan of cream fields or Boston, you know, lemon filled and all that stuff, because I grew up on peanut butter and jelly, and these donuts have a bit of that nostalgia, the jelly filled, right? Call me picky, but the filling matters. Now, today, we encounter in Mark 7, Jesus declaring to the people and his disciples the importance of filling. Okay, he wasn't talking about donuts, but talking about the importance of what's on the inside of each of us versus that which is outside. He starts with confronting the hypocrites, those Pharisees, and they appear to be worshiping, but their hearts betray what their mouths say, as they challenge him about his people not washing their hands. And what we clearly know is that God is always examining the heart, as that is where belief or unbelief lie, and thus the birthplace of a man's salvation. He goes on to explain what he means when he tells them that it is only what comes out of you that defiles. Mark 7, 18 through 23 reads as thus. And he said to them, "Then are you also without understanding?" He's talking now to his own disciples. He said, "Do you not see that whatever goes into a person from outside cannot defile him, since it enters not his heart, but his stomach, and is expelled? Thus he declared all foods clean." And he said, "What comes out of a person is what defiles him. For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person." Jesus is driving home the point made in Proverbs 4:23. "Keep your heart with all vigilance, because from it flows the springs of life." Jesus is reminding them not to get too overly focused on their earthly body to the detriment of not being vigilant about the state of their heart, protecting what enters into it and paying close attention to what comes from it. As we speak, we get a clear picture of what is actually in our hearts, as Luke 6:45 reminds us. It says, "The good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good, and the evil person out of his evil treasure produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks." It's so important. So sure, wash your hands, right? Brush your teeth. Clean yourself diligently. But first and foremost, guard your heart and watch what comes out of it. That shows you what defiling needs to be addressed. So let us pray right now that God continues to create in us clean hearts and purifies us as we stay connected to Him, the vine, so that more and more we would have hearts that demonstrate a relentless pursuit of Him and His good treasure. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for your word that, like a magnifying glass, like zooms right in on exactly what needs to be cleansed. Lord God, we thank you that your Holy Spirit convicts and calls us to repentance, Lord God. And right now, we ask that you would cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Lord God. We repent of ways that our heart betrays our mouth, of ways that our heart desires wicked and evil things, Lord God. We don't want to be a bad, evil treasure, Lord God. We want a good treasure. We want to have a good well that all of life would be springing from, Lord God. We want to be able to speak life and not death over our friends and loved ones, Lord God. We want to be able to encourage and uplift and not to discourage and bring down, Lord God. And we know it is from our heart that all those things come. So, Father, we pray that you would help us to guard our hearts. Help us to stand at the gate of our heart and be aware of that which enters in, knowing that what comes in will be coming out, Lord God. We know that it's only through your strength and through your Spirit's power that we'll be able to do any of this and be able to be the light that shines and the good treasure that pours out on others as they are in need, Lord God. And we ask of you right now that you would do just that. Do that work in us. Help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, that is another episode on Five by the Fire. Thank you so much for subscribing either on Spotify or iTunes, leaving a rating over there. Make sure you comment on the website, fivebythefire.org, or right here on social media. I want to make sure that this is blessing you guys, so I'm really, really encouraged as you guys are responding. And if you're somebody who's really enjoying these, like, don't just listen and walk away from it. Share it with somebody. Like, pass that blessing on to somebody else as well. And I can't wait to see you guys back here next time on Five by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.